This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our locked on rooms.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, and I'm in the Spotify green room at Stace Gotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I said that rather strangely, didn't I? Back! Anyway, the Yankees beat the Phillies last night 6-4. I'll have the recap of that game for you. I will have the preview of tonight's matchup for you as well, and any other news that you need to know about the Yankees and about baseball in general. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Last night was a pleasant game to watch. Didn't get too scary. Was kind of annoying a little bit, but I don't know, this new brand of baseball that the Yankees are playing, because, you know, they're playing with a bunch of AAA guys in the lineup who want to impress and are doing things to impress. Like, you know, running the bases well and doing small ball stuff. And then you have home runs and you put it all together and it's a win against the Phillies. So, yeah, last night was good. There were some things, some monumental things. Aroldis Chapman got his first save in what seems like 3 years, even though he did give up a home run to Andrew McCutchen to make the score 6-4, because it was 6-3 when he came in. But that's fine. As long as, you know, he didn't give up a grand slam. Chad Green came in a big spot. Got back-to-back strikeouts to get out of a bases-loaded jam. One of those strikeouts was of Didi Gregorius, and that was a big moment for Chad Green. I'm not gonna do what I want to do, but if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I like posting Chad Green's name to the tune of Jolene by Dolly Parton, because that's how my brain works. Anyway, good performance by him. Zach Britton had a little bit of trouble and then got himself out of trouble with a well-timed double play. It's nice to see the other team hit into a double play as opposed to the Yankees doing it. And I mean, the Yankees are always going to do it, but it is nice to see the other side do it as well. Domingo Germán only went 4 innings. Wasn't terrible, wasn't great, but much better than he did against the Phillies last time when he gave up 7 runs against them. And the Yankees did much better against Aaron Nola this time compared to last time when he shut them down. It was a combination of Nola and 2 other pitchers that shut out the Yankees back on June 13th. So last night was a much better performance by the Yankees. Esteban Florial hit his first home run of, or hit the first home run of his major league career. That's what I meant to say. Good for him. Apparently his wife said something about him hitting a home run, or that he should hit a home run, and then he did. So good for him. I always love stories like that. I find it sweet. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run. Gary Sanchez hit a home run. Gary's was a bit of a bomb. You know, he's getting things together. He's really turned his season around. And that's a good thing to see. It's a good thing for the Yankees. Gleyber Torres still keeps lifting balls in the air, which is another good thing for the Yankees. And what else happened last night? I'm trying to think. For some reason, I don't know if anyone else had this happen, but I think I knew at least 10 people at the game last night. And this also happened when they played in Philly. Because when they played in Philly, it was one of the first games where ballparks were allowing a lot of people into the stadium. And I knew a bunch of people who were down there for both games. So it was the same sort of thing. Plus, I know Phillies fans, I know Yankee fans, so it stands to reason that I would know people at both games because it's not too difficult to get from each city and back. So I just found that funny. I kept seeing different tweets and posts on Instagram, and I thought to myself, wow, I know a lot of people at this game. So yeah, Yankees win 6-4. Good thing for them. They're 8-3 in their last 11. I know. Pretty good for a sucky team, huh? And not only that, they won series against the Astros heading into the All-Star break. The Red Sox coming out of the All-Star break. Those were two big series. They have another big series coming up this weekend and next week against the Rays. But if they keep on this track, things will be looking good just in time for the trade deadline. I mean, we'll see what happens and if the Yankees can get anyone of note. But as Brian Cashman said a while ago, they're definitely going to be buyers, not sellers. And at this point, why not? I mean, why would you blow up the team now? That would be really silly. And can you actually blow up the team? I mean, how would that even work? I don't think they could anyway, but they're the Yankees. They're not going to. 2016 was rare. That's not happening again. Not this year. I forgot about Brett Gardner. He also hit a home run. His came in the fifth inning off Nola. Sanchez's came in the sixth inning off Nola. Then Stanton hit his home run off Kinsler. And Floreal hit his off De Los Santos. Rob Brantley hit a double. Greg Allen hit a triple. Let's see. Stanton, Sanchez had two hits apiece. They were 2-for-4. No, pardon me. Sanchez was 2-for-3. He had a walk. Forgot about that. Greg Allen had two walks. He was 1-for-2. Floreal was 1-for-3 with a walk. So it was a pretty good performance there by the Yankees. And let's see. Well, all right. They were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, which, you know, 2021 Yankees have that issue, and they left 7 on base. So Herman, hold on. I just lost the numbers. 4 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. The home run to Rhys Hoskins. And as I joked in my post-game video last night, you know, Hoskins has 21 on the season, so, you know, he likes hitting home runs, and Domingo Herman likes giving up home runs, but I saw a tweet earlier that said Domingo Herman has not given up a home run on his curveball yet this season. So how much do you want to bet in his next start he's going to throw a curveball and someone's going to hit it for a home run? Because that's how it works. Luis Sessa came in after him, pitched 1 1/3. Letke came in, pitched an inning. Green pitched those 2/3 of an inning. Britton pitched 1 inning, and Chapman pitched 1 inning. So the pitchers combined for 13 strikeouts, 7 walks, 2 home runs. Those were bookended because the one given up by Herman and the one given up by Aroldis Chapman. And it was a pretty good performance overall by the Yankees. A win is a win is a win is a win. In a moment, we will be previewing tonight's matchup between the Yankees and the Phillies. But first, do you love to order fish when you go out to eat but never make it for yourself at home? Cooking restaurant-quality dishes at home starts with high-quality seafood and simple techniques from Wild Alaskan Seafood. Wild Alaskan Company delivers high-quality, sustainably sourced, wild-caught seafood right to your door. You can choose from salmon, whitefish, or a combination, and every month there are different specials to explore. Each shipment contains premium wild-caught, individually wrapped portions of delicious seafood that's ready to prepare and easy to cook. You can adjust, pause, or cancel your membership anytime, and Wild Alaskan offers 100% guaranteed or your money back. Get your nutrition from nature with Wild Alaskan Company. And right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/MLB. That's wildalaskancompany.com/MLB for $15 off your first box. wildalaskancompany.com/MLB. Make sure to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Are the Yankees and Phillies trying to screw with me right now? Because there's still no pitching matchup listed anywhere. What is going on? I don't understand. Okay, I'm going to look on Twitter and see if I missed something. But when you go on the MLB app on your phone, and if you go on Yankees.com, it still says TBD. So what is happening? What is going on? I know that they're having some issues. Oh, maybe they don't have a starter because of COVID. What is happening? I know they're having issues because of COVID, because I think they're only at 50% with vaccinated people. I think that's what I said on yesterday's show, right? They're the ones at 50%. So I know something could be going on, but what about the Yankees? Why don't we know who's starting for them? This is ridiculous. It's 2:09 a.m. It's 2:09 p.m. We should know this stuff by now. Are they not expecting the game to go on? I know we're having, you know, severe thunderstorm watches and stuff in the area, but this just seems very odd that we have no idea what's going on. So what am I going to do? How am I going to preview a game if I have no idea who's pitching? So right now, the Phillies are 47-46. The Yankees are 49-44. So they're on the verge of winning their 50th game of the season. It's about damn time. Seems like it's taken forever to get to this point. It's too early for the lineups to go out for tonight's game, but Aaron Boone mentioned that DJ LeMahieu is feeling better. He was a late scratch yesterday because he was having a bit of a stomach bug. So expect to see him in the lineup. Brett Gardner did a pretty good job replacing him as a leadoff batter. As I mentioned earlier, he hit a home run. It untied the game. It was 2-2. Then it became 3-2 when Gardner hit the home run. And what else is going on? Oh, today is CeCe Sabathia's birthday. So if you follow him on Instagram or Twitter or any other, I don't know if he's anywhere else, wish him a happy birthday. 41. Good for you. Welcome to the inside of your 40s, CeCe. They're not as bad as you would think they are. As someone who's about to turn 47, it's really not that terrible. Does anyone else remember when they were kids, what a big deal it was when their parents were turning 40 and how 40 felt like it was so old and so far away? And now I'm staring down 50 at this point and thinking to myself, 40's not old. That's why I always crack up when people refer to Brett Gardner as an old man, because he's not even 40 yet. It's just amusing when people call someone old when they're in their 30s. He's baseball old. Yes, I'll give him that. But old, old? No. Nowhere near it. So has anyone else noticed an uptick in high-scoring games since the sticky stuff crackdown? The night that I went to Yankee Stadium when they blew the game to the Angels, that was a high-scoring game. I mean, the two teams combined for 19 runs. That was the same day that Atlanta scored 20 on the Mets. I think the Nationals scored 13. There was another game that was double digits. Last night was more the same. The Red Sox were beating... Oh, wait, no. Was the Red Sox beating up on the Blue Jays the night before? Was that Monday night? I think that may have been Monday night. Either way, it seems that there's an uptick in high-scoring games. Or lopsided games. I mean, the Padres... killed the Nationals the other day, and then the Nationals flipped around and did the same thing after the Padres left. And I just find it amusing that that's happening. I would really like for the Yankees to have a game like that where they score, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, maybe 20 runs on someone. That would be nice to witness at some point, maybe against one of their opponents coming up soon. If the Yankees are able to score double-digit runs against either the Red Sox or the Rays. They nearly got to double digits on Sunday against the Red Sox when they scored 9. It was close. But if they're able to do that in any of the next 7 games, aside from tonight, obviously. I'm not going to say I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to bleach my head. That would be amazing. Might be impossible, but it would be amazing. I keep refreshing my MLB app as if that's going to make them list the starters for me. It's like, come on, I need something to talk about here. What are you guys doing? You're just being mean. Yeah, nothing. I'm going to refresh it again. Nope, nothing. Still not there. Let's talk about Gary Sanchez's home run, because that was a bomb last night. 436 feet. Exit velocity 111.2, so we hit the crap out of it as well. As I said, he's really picking things up. He's really turning his season around. And, hey, if we can get August 2016 Gary Sanchez back just for a couple of weeks, that would be amazing. So if he would like to repeat his August of 2016 in August of 2021, or even if he wants to do it now in late July of 2021, I would definitely be all for that. In a moment, I'll be bitching more about the fact that the MLB app is not helping me, and I will be crossing my fingers while I do my live reads that they update the starting pitchers for both teams. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there's something for everyone? And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, like myself, we're definitely passionate about our favorites, mint brownie. But if you don't know all the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. So here they are: coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. They taste like candy bars, but they're healthy for you. They're high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar. They taste amazing. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which is pretty damn cool. Go to built.com and use our promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. So many flavors to choose from. What you should do if you haven't tried Built Bar yet is to get a mixed box where you get two of each of the nine flavors. And then after you figure out what your favorite is, get a box of just that, like I do with mint brownie. Again, use our promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long-cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in nine flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all the food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, which is the purest form of nicotine available. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On Yankees listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can of Fully Loaded Chew for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to FullyLoadedChew.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. It'll just be $1 plus free shipping if you use that code at checkout. Next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew. Just go to FullyLoadedChew.com. Again, use our promo code LOCKEDON and it'll just be $1 plus free shipping. So the Phillies are definitely doing a bullpen game, although it looks like the Yankees might be doing a bullpen game because someone in the know told me that Asher Wojciechowski will be pitching in some capacity, so we don't know if he's going to be the opener or if he's going to come in at some point. So who knows? Who knows what's happening? But the Yankees and Phillies will be ending their season series tonight, and the Yankees have a chance to even it out because they lost the two games in Philly. And if they win tonight, they'll win the two games in New York. And then they head to Fenway for four games. I'll have the preview of that series on tomorrow's episode. So what shall we do with all this time we have and with me not really having anything to talk about because things are kind of quiet? I gave you all the injury updates that we needed to know about yesterday. Although it looks like Luis Severino and even Corey Kluber may be back sooner than they thought, which could be a good thing for the Yankees, although it could be a bad thing because they could come back and injure themselves again because they're Corey Kluber and Luis Severino. And that's how things work out for them. Honestly, don't you feel the same way? In one respect, you're excited because you think, ooh, they're coming back from their injuries. But then there's the other part of you who thinks, well, they're probably going to get injured again. So why am I getting excited about this? I mean, does anyone else feel the same exact way? Because it's just weird being a Yankee fan the last few years, because normally you would be excited about guys coming back from their injuries. But so many times these guys are coming back and they either have setbacks or they come back for 2 seconds, injure themselves again. We've seen it time and time again. I don't know how to feel about this. I mean, if they could come back and be healthy, it would be fantastic and a much needed boost for the Yankees. But with the way things are going, I don't see it happening. And wait a minute, let me go back to the game. Because last night, the Yankees used not counting Herman because he's a starter, but they use Sessa, Lecky, Green, Britton, and Chapman. So how on earth are they going to have a bullpen game if they've used all these guys? I know Loaisiga is on his way back. I don't know if he was activated yet. I didn't see anything on that, so maybe they'll be announcing that in a bit because he had been quarantined for a while. He was put on the COVID list during the Houston series, so he's had a while to quarantine and he was allowed to come to New York. So maybe he'll be available for tonight, but I don't know how that's going to work. We have a little bit of time. let's go back 15 years, because 15 years ago this weekend, well, this week, it was a weekend then, was one of the worst weekends of my life. And I can't believe it was 15 years ago. The Yankees were playing the Blue Jays on Friday, July 21st, 2006, and they lost in Rogers Center. By the way, did you know the people in Toronto don't like calling it Rogers Center? Rogers is their big, is it cable and internet? It's a big company. People don't like it. They were very angry when they changed the name of Sky Dome to Rogers Center. So a lot of native Torontonians, which I think is what they refer them to, still call it Sky Dome, which I find hilarious. Anyway, game was in Sky Dome. I'll do it too. The Yankees lost 7-3. AJ Burnett was the winner for the Blue Jays. Again, this is 2006. Jarrett Wright was the loser for the Yankees. Not surprising, because he didn't have a great time in pinstripes. Scott Schoenweiss got the save. So the Yankees, their three runs came in one inning against Burnett. So let's see how they did that. Oh, an A-Rod home run. Nice. All right, so Miguel Cairo, grounded out to start the inning. Johnny Damon hit a single. Derek Jeter hit a single. Jason Giambi hit a fly ball. It didn't advance anyone. And then A-Rod hit a three-run home run off A.J. Burnett. And, oh, the Blue Jays were already up. Wait, hold on. Look at this. Oh, yeah. The Blue Jays were already up 4-0 at that point. Jarrett Wright gave up a four spot in the bottom of the first. Good job. Hold on. Let's see how he did this. What a signing that was. Ugh. Remember all those horrible signings the Yankees made in the mid-2000s because of the Tampa faction? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that inning just was, wow. He started things off giving up a double to Reed Johnson. Frank Catalanato. Hold on. Catalanato. There you go. I know how to say it. Hit a single. Vernon Wells walked. Next is Troy Gloss. He hit a single that scored Johnson and Catalanato. And then Lyle Overbay, another former Yankee, hit a double that scored Wells and Gloss. So that was the four runs right there. Good job. So A-Rod nearly tied the game with his home run. Then Eric Hinsky hit a single that scored Gloss in the bottom of the third. Put the Blue Jays up 5-3. Oh, Sean Chacon came in at some point in this game. He induced a double play, but Catalanato was able to score on it. And the Blue Jays went up 6-3. And how'd they get to 7? Gloss again. He hit a home run. Wow, he had a good game. Let's see what his final numbers were for the game. Jarrett Wright only pitched 2 2/3, 5 runs on 7 hits. Good job. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. A.J. Burnett, 7 1/3, 3 runs on 6 hits. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Couldn't do that with the Yankees, though, huh? Where's Gloss? 2 for 2, 2 walks, 4 runs batted in, 3 runs scored. Yeah, that was a good game for him. That's why the Yankees lost. It is Gloss. Troy Gloss. Gloss. See, with my accent, it sounds different. Gloss. Troy Gloss. Like Gloss. You know, because I'm a New Yorker. We say Gloss and coffee and chocolate. So to recap, Yankees win 6-4 last night. Pretty good all-around game for the offense, at least. Pitching, well, I mean, Herman wasn't terrible again. You know, he gave up 7 the last time he faced the Phillies, so last night was a much-needed improvement for him. Aroldis Chapman gets his first save in what seems like 5 years. Today's game, or tonight's game, is probably going to be a bullpen game for both teams. And then tomorrow we'll be previewing the series against the Red Sox and Fenway. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.